it's a political issue or even a personal problem, take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of stuff for you, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got it all on hard drive for you. You can go and download them to your computer, put them on your iPod, play them back at your leisure from our website. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to get $5, $6, $7 a month out of you for their archives. We give them away at freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, this is one of those nights where I have so much just insane show prep. I know we're not going to get to it all. And it's so much that I wish we could get to it all over the next few days. I don't even know if that's going to be possible.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a big load of show prep.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes there's some nights where there's not much out there. You kind of got to dig into your show prep archives. Tonight's not one of those nights. And so we're going to be loaded up here. Of course, your calls are primary. You make them at 800-259-9231. We talk about them. Johnson's in the studio tonight with us, and you've got some things that you wanted to respond
to. Some bones to pick.
Yes, you had a response on some ACLU claims that were made earlier this week.
Right.
We're going to get to that. You also wanted to address, I guess, some foreign issues.
Yeah, so and more stuff, you know, just basically some bones to pick with some stuff that I heard earlier this week. I don't always get the chance to listen live. I normally call in when I do, but sometimes I catch up. I spend Friday, you know, the day before I'm going to come in for the show, I catch up for the week, and I sometimes spot some things that need to be addressed.
And so we're going to give you that opportunity. Coming up, of course, your call is 800-259-9231. Slip in some emails if we get a chance. But let's start internationally, and let's go over to Australia. We actually had a call come in from Australia last night. Last night, I believe we also discussed the new smoking ban in Britain, which I actually received an email on from somebody who claimed that they haven't actually banned the smoking yet in Britain, that it was passed by the Commons, but apparently there's still some other portion of the British government that has to approve it.
Lords?
The way that I read the article itself, I double-checked it today, it actually made it sound like they passed the ban.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of in question at this point. I mean, somebody in Britain said they didn't pass it. The article from Britain said they did, so who knows what the actual situation is. Either way, they're moving towards a smoking ban in Great Britain.
If the Free State Project succeeds, I want to start the Free Australia Project.
Why? Because you want to go there somewhere?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living in Australia. I just... They all speak English there, which is nice.
Well, yes, a brand of English.
Yeah, and
maybe some words
just because there's an accent doesn't mean that they're not speaking English.
Well, there are some words that are different.
Yeah,
you get used to it pretty quickly.
Yes, you'll get used.
I mean, your mates, you know, friends here, whatever. It's still English. So you know that's convenient, but the weather is very nice. It's an island, you know. Get the whole country.
An island/continent.
You can have a free country. It'd be a smaller area to start with to make into a free country.
Unfortunately, they're awfully socialist there. So I mean, we're going to have a little bit of an easier time in New Hampshire than you would.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Australia.
Once we've freed New Hampshire, we can take on bigger challenges.
Take on the world.
I guess you're going to live 300
One
years,
One continent
huh?
at a time.
You'll be Johnson Down Under. Mm.
That's right.
Well, here's the news. Straight from the Australian government. You are not going to believe this, Manwich. Tobacco smoking is the single largest preventable cause of premature death and disease in Australia.
They're right.
While smoking prevalence in Australia has declined over time, over 3 million Australians, or about one-fifth of the population, still smokes on a regular basis.
About that in America, too.
Continued effort is therefore appropriate to maintain the decline with a view to reducing the social and economic costs of tobacco use to the community.
They're scaring me.
New graphic health warnings on tobacco products will make an important contribution to this effort. From the 1st of March of 2006, tobacco products manufactured or imported into Australia will be required to be printed with new health warning images. Now, here in America, we have some warnings that are on our tobacco products. I believe it's a black and white text. It's Surgeon General's warning. And there's, I think, two or three different warnings.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
smoking while you're pregnant can cause fetal injury.
Personally, I think this is great. If I were a smoking teenager in Australia, I would be thrilled about this because I would probably want to find the cigarette packs with the sickest images. That'd be... It'd be like a game. Find the ones with the worst images on it. Oh, look at this one. This guy's got holes in his lungs.
Well, that's...
Are they going to make cans of Coca-Cola be printed with a big fat guy on them?
Or maybe with rotten teeth, cavities or something like that?
At Christmas.
Well, in this case, there's a new set of 14 health warnings comprising graphic images and explanatory messages that will cover, get this, 30% of the front of the package and 90% of the back of the package of cigarette packs.
I love how they give the percentages on these things, as though it matters.
The national quitline number and website address will also be included. A rotation system has been developed to optimize consumer learning and awareness.
We've wasted even more money by developing this rotation system.
14 stark images focus on smoking-related health topics, including lung cancer, emphysema, peripheral vascular disease, heart disease, blah, 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 and it goes on. Now, get a look at, you guys can't see them, but I'm going to post this link to the bulletin board system so you can see it yourself. I mean, they put the graphic image, like, here's one with gangrene. There's a shot of somebody's foot. Apparently, smoking cigarettes causes gangrene in your foot.
It's ridiculous.
There's a shot of somebody's foot with their toes essentially rotting off from gangrene, and it says smoking causes peripheral vascular disease. And then underneath that, there's actually room for the brand logo. So 30% at the top of the pack is being taken up by the graphic image. The other 70% is the actual brand name portion at the bottom of the pack. So if you have if you're in retail and you've got shelf space where there's a little holder that's holding the cigarette packs, because sometimes they have these little springy holders where you pull a pack out and it springs the other ones forward,
right.
So you don't actually have to pull them forward. Well, that holder is going to take up some portion of the front of your pack.
Sure.
So really, you might be looking at 50% of your front of the pack actually being visible to the client. And the real issue here is, of course, property rights. The property rights of you being able to control the product that you sell. That packaging on the outside of the product, you paid for. I mean, if you're a cigarette company, it doesn't matter to me how you feel about smoking. If you buy, you know, it doesn't matter if it's cigarettes or a bottle of wine or the Free Talk Live T-shirts. Essentially, what the government is saying here is you don't own your business. You don't own these products that you just churned out of your factory. In fact, we own 90% of the backside, and we own 30% of the front side, and we're going to put whatever the heck we want to on it.
You know,
that's what they're saying.
This is your daily Free Talk Live stock tip. If you're living in Australia, you might want to invest in a particular company that makes cigarette cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's all that's going to happen with this.
People are going to put them in cigarette cases.
They're just going to take them out of the pack. This pack is ugly.
Yeah.
This sounds. I'm going to put it in this nice metal case with my name engraved on it and nice patterns. That's all they're going to do. And you know what? If I were them...
As a former smoker, you can attest, right?
Yeah, of course. I smoked for a long time. I've quit twice. And I quit for good. I mean, I quit... The first time I quit, I got really sick. I got I almost wanted to say tuberculosis, but I know that wasn't it.
Okay.
I got some
pneumonia?
Sort of, yeah, it wasn't pneumonia, but it was something close to
okay.
that. It was like the one that comes right
bronchitis?
Before that. Yeah, bronchitis, really bad, bedridden for a couple weeks. Because there was a bad case
would
of
you
bronchitis
have quit,
going on.
Would you have quit sooner if there was a picture of a black lung on your cigarettes?
Like I said earlier, I probably would have tried to collect the worst pictures just to laugh at them.
This sounds like one of those programs where they had the high school students come up with the best ideas they had for laws. Hey, I know, we'll put pictures of lung. And that's how it got through.
There's a popular brand of cigarette in the United States named Tumors. It has a black pack with a skull and bones on the front.
800-259-9231. If you think this is a good idea, destroying cigarette companies' property rights, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's completely user-editable. That is what the wiki is all about. In fact, the Free Talk Live crew, we're pretty much hands-off when it comes to the wiki. You guys have created everything that you'll find there. I mean, there's information about the show hosts, there's information about callers, and political topics, all kinds of things you'll find on the Free Talk Live wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a story from Australia. Everything okay there, Johnson? Can you try coughing in another direction?
Let me put out this cigarette.
Oh, I see. We're talking about Australia and their new graphic health warnings that they're going to be placing on cigarette packs as of next month.
I was inspired to smoke by these.
Well, what they're doing is they're going to take up 30% of the front of every cigarette pack and 90% of the backside of every cigarette pack that's sold, with graphic images of everything from a black lung to a baby, like with labels that say smoking harms unborn babies, smoking causes blindness.
You know what's a good idea when you don't want to sell a product? Draw attention to it.
What do you mean?
Drawing attention to products always lowers their sales.
Well, I don't think it's going to be very effective. I mean, for some reason, they seem to think that the tobacco smokers just don't get it. I mean, these government do-gooders, these nanny statists, they seem to think that tobacco smokers are just clueless, and they just, even though you've told them a million times that it's bad for them, you just have to keep hitting them over the head. And
beyond that, though, you have to think these images are sensational. I mean, they're very sensational images. They're very dramatic, very graphic images. They're going to get attention. People are going to talk about them. I get, you know what? 10% increase in smoking. I'm just going to make a guess. Because what's going
to
happen?
Go from 20 to 22 to get 10%.
And bigger than that, because these are so kind of graphic and they're almost cartoony, I bet smoking goes up in teens in Australia.
Well, let's see.
Because it's going to be about kids that are trading these and laughing at these images.
Let's go to the Amplifier line. They are going. I think they're going to be increasing the smoking age as well. Oh, no, that was Britain. Let's go to the Amplifier line, talk to Richard in Australia, get the inside scoop on this. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
G'day.
G'day, guys. What a load of tripe.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, look, I'm on the Gaspers myself, and what I've noticed...
You're on the Gaspers?
I smoke cigarettes myself.
Oh, is that what you call them over there, the Gaspers?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I like the Australian words. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. What I have noticed for the last 6 months is that suddenly we're seeing an introduction of soft packs, and what we're also seeing too is special offers on tin cases to actually hold your cigarette packs in.
Yep.
Of course.
These guys are gearing up for these messages.
They're getting prepared for it. So they know. So it's exactly what Johnson predicted. They're going to sell out. You know, you're going to buy three packs of cigarettes. You can send in a, you know, proof of purchase and get yourself a special tin. So whenever you buy a pack with the ugly picture on it, you can pull the cigarettes out, pop them in your tin, and throw the pack away on the way out of the store, right?
Yep.
They've been giving them away for free. I can't sort of go in and buy a packet in a few places without them saying, now, do you want one of these introductory packets? We've got boxes of them.
That's great. Now, Richard, aren't you just a dum-dum? I mean, you just obviously can't make decisions for yourself. The government has to just keep telling you that cigarettes are bad. Don't you get it?
Well, look, this is a constant bugbear of mine. I just don't understand how they don't realize you only have to be a smoker for 2 or 3 months and suddenly you realize yourself, hey, look, this isn't crash hot for me. But then from that point on, it's your own decision. And they get these do-gooders who cough at you in restaurants and look askance, and you go out to the little leper bars because we've got it banned in so many places around the place, and you get the evil eye.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
They're trying to shun you and make you into outcasts.
What's more effective?
Exactly right.
Let me ask you, what's more effective, do you think, as far as somewhat inspiring to get you to quit smoking, if you had any sort of desire to quit smoking, would you say it would be more effective the pictures on in the cigarette packs, or the looks and the treatment that you're getting from other people around you?
Or neither.
No, I'm just asking, what would be more effective?
Look, if I had to judge between those, because there's the sort of social outcast impact, I would say it's the people looking at you.
The ostracism. Yep, that's the point that I wanted
to do. So if you want me to choose between them, that's what
What I want to know, Richard, is how much farther can they go? Now they take little baby steps, and this is actually a pretty big jump as far as the amount of control that the government is taking over cigarettes. I don't think they're going to outlaw them anytime soon, but what's the next step here? You've already just taken 90% of the backside of a pack, 30% of the front side of a pack for your governmental messages. Are they going to start forcing you to wear T-shirts that say, I'm a smoker? I mean, what, you're going to have to wear a yellow star on your shirt at all times so people can identify you and ostracize you even when you're not smoking cigarettes. I mean, how much further could this go?
Well, you want to know how far they go on some things. I don't know how sort of sensitive the public is over there. But we have ads at the moment against swimming alone. They have a picture of a guy drowning. We had ads for...
In case you forget how to swim all of a sudden, don't swim alone.
these commercials will help you.
When they pushed the 40K school zone, they had pictures of children being run over and mothers crying over their bloodied child.
Oh, my God.
We have Transport Accident Commission ones where a guy's just like scooting along for his drive, he's into his music, and all of a sudden he wipes out a family. That's what we get.
Yeah, don't enjoy your music.
The side effect of this, mass desensitization of Australians to violence.
Yeah, indeed. Richard, any final thoughts for us tonight?
Not on that one. I'll get on the soapbox about another issue another time.
All right, man. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. Thank you, Richard. 800-259-9231.
How can you not want to live in Australia after hearing that accent? I love it.
It is an excellent accent. The people there are great people, except for the ones in government. And the ones backing up the government.
Now, see, that one of the things I brought up during that is the reason why I wanted to bring that up is that, you know, the government not doing all that much, social ostracism does have an effect.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that people aren't free to ostracize as much as they want, because I'm sure there would be a lot of business owners that would say, no, you can't smoke on my property. Period. You know, there are levels of social ostracism that people are not allowed to take it to because, one, they're dependent upon the government. Do something about it! But if they were given the opportunity to ostracize on their own, I'm sure there would be business owners that would say, no,
of
you can't
course.
Smoke here, and there would be some that would, and people would separate themselves
but
out naturally.
But we can't let people make their own decisions, Johnson. They might actually allow someone to smoke a cigarette, and that could possibly destroy their lungs. That's where the government's coming from. And I saw pictures of the one of the guys who's behind this campaign, this graphic pack campaign, and he just looks like such the typical do-gooder type. He looks like a total nanny boy. And these are the freaks, the control freaks of our societies, and we need to make sure that they cannot get their hands on any more power in the future. That's why reducing the size of government is the only answer to all of this. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue the international issues since we're talking about Australia. They've gone and banned themselves a video game. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we have updates. If you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. So we're starting out far, far away from where we're doing the show in Australia. We talked about their new cigarette pack regulations that they're going to be imposing on companies in Australia, and I think that's really sad. Of course, the saddest part is the fact that people just go along with it. I mean, the cigarette companies could very easily say, F you! We're not going to do it. And the distributors could say, eh, we're not going to back you up on this. People could say no if they wanted to all these regulations. They're just afraid. I mean, and for good reason. They're afraid that an armed group of jackbooted thugs is going to come in and raid their store or raid their distribution plant or whatever.
Well, if you were major manufacturer Marlboro and you said, no, we're not going to do it. And we're going to attempt to distribute our cigarettes anyway. Well, you know, pretty soon they're going to be pulling cigarette licenses and, you know, giving stores trouble that sell right. Marlboros and all kinds of stuff like that. And then Camel's going to come in and take market share from you. Why would you want to do that?
See what you're saying. It would take an industry-wide kind of a, yeah. I guess, rebellion, if you will. But if they wouldn't put up with this crap, then they wouldn't get anywhere with it. So I think that the manufacturers and the distributors are equally as complicit in all this as the government is. Just stop.
No, they're not.
Stop heeding their orders.
No, they're not nearly as complicit.
Okay, but there's a fraction in there that they are. Anyway, let's go to a different piece of Australian news. Multimillionaire U.S. fashion designer Mark Echo has slammed the decision to ban the sale of his video game in Australia. According to the Classification Review Board, his Getting Up Contents Under Pressure has been banned by them refusing to classify it, meaning it cannot be sold, demonstrated, hired, or imported. The decision was endorsed by their Attorney General in Australia, and so far Australia is the only country in the world to ban the game. I believe that Australia also banned Grand Theft Auto, but I am not positive on that. Atari, the distributor, is looking at ways to overturn this particular ban. But apparently, they believe that this is going to make it so kids are more likely to go out and tag, because it's a graffiti game. It's what it's about. You pick your spray paint and go and tag walls, I guess, and you probably get points for how pretty it is.
Can't imagine it's going to be an awful game.
Yeah. Well,
yes, kids are always inspired to action by video games. It's not an outlet.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't you think that there's a chance that children that want to tag things would actually prefer to do it in the digital domain where they won't necessarily get caught, where they can, you know, go back and erase their mistakes, that sort of thing, and try over again? Instead, now you're going to make it so they can't do it at all.
Go to jail?
Yeah, now they're going to have to actually go out and physically paint things on property if they want to get if they want to get their tag out, if you will.
It does seem like there would be some kids that would prefer to use the video game, I don't know if it's going to make people more likely to spray paint things, though. But still,
I hope
there's no reason for it. No.
I hope, and maybe our Australian friend can help us, I hope that they start tagging the name of the video game and the address to buy it on the internet. All over the place.
800-259-9231. So bad stuff going on in Australia. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Otherwise, we're going to go on here to a clip, which is something that's unusual for Free Talk Live. We normally don't play clips.
Now, this is
that's right, Johnson, pushing the limits.
Yes. This is a clip of us, and I hate it when radio shows do this.
Right, it's very Rush Limbaugh-esque.
It's weird sounding, because you never know, am I listening to the recorded, or am I listening to the live?
Well, we're clearing it up.
Okay, well, Johnson,
it's from earlier this week.
Yeah, you wanted to respond to something, so you're just going to have to tell me when to stop this.
Right,
okay?
Push it with revolutionary radio.
All right, here we go.
No, it's not the U.S. military, because there won't be a U.S. military. And they're going to know it's Manwich's group of mercs that's coming over to attack them. And who are they going to go after when they want to strike back? You, Manwich, and you and your buddies who are going to finance. I'm not saying you're actually going to do this, but I don't think you would do that, would you?
I don't know what I would do precisely, but I can tell you this. If we put $1 billion on Osama bin Laden's head and $100 million on every head of all the second-in-commands that he's got, like all 100 second-in-commands that we've heard about since the beginning of the War on Terror, the War on Terror would have still cost significantly less.
Absolutely.
And we'd have one less country as a fiefdom that was causing us all kinds of trouble.
But nonetheless, I mean, even if, and that's an okay idea if that's what you want to do, it should still be done in the free marketplace. If you want to put bounties on people's heads, raise your own darn money. What if I don't want to participate? What if I totally disagree with you? And I do, federal agent. I do disagree with you. I think that they would leave us alone if we pulled out of the region. You disagree. Should I be able to force you to pay for the things that I want you to pay for? Absolutely not. Should you be able to force me to pay for your little adventures overseas? No. In America,
it doesn't really make much sense. I mean, if I thought that we would somehow, make a larger step in the war on terror by invading Iceland, then why should somebody else have to be involved in paying for it? Because it's a silly idea.
And I don't care if the majority agrees. I don't care if the majority agrees with you, Manwich, that we should invade Iceland. I don't agree, and I don't want to have to pay for it.
I think that you should be sovereign in that decision-making.
And
even if everybody but you.
That's right.
Even if you're crazy.
And
so
I might be. And anyone that considers themselves like a fiscal conservative, anybody that believes that you should be able to keep the
money. Okay, so that's from a couple days ago on the show talking about foreign policy, invading other countries.
And one of the major points that I think you brought up there about this is having, for example, a privatized military, and you could have people go over and do whatever, and that you would be absolutely safe from any sort of repercussions. Well,
you'd be safer.
No, maybe. Maybe not. Just because, we lived in this libertopia where everyone were to have the ability to make the decision for themselves whether or not they were going to go out and support militaries. Well, that would mean that at any given moment, it's very likely that we could have militants in the country attacking other countries. At any moment.
Militants from the United States
from
attacking
the United
other
States.
Countries?
Right. Attacking other countries with their own little private militias.
So, let them.
Okay. Now, you think that the opinion that you expressed that I have to take issue with there is that these, militant little groups or whatever, that if another country wants to attack, they're going to only attack those little militant groups. That they're only going to try and target them. I don't think so. I think that if we had little militant groups going over and attacking other countries, that country would attack the United States. In general, you allow this to go on, we're attacking you. They don't care whether or not we're a free country.
What if the United States was split up into 50 different countries? Then would they attack all 50 different countries because the people that were involved came from one of the states, for instance? So
if it came
a bunch
from,
of Florida good old boys ran over and started attacking people in Iraq?
If it were like that, but I think what's going to happen in a free society like what you're talking about is that you're going to have people from all over the country. You're going to have people from different areas. And the other thing is
I think
that
it'd
when,
be foolish to do that, Johnson.
When those
wait a second. If they did attack us, attack the country as a whole because of the actions of some militants, then what they're going to do is they're going to have an entire country after them rather than some militants.
Well, I think what's
really
going to happen is in a country like that, if we have militant groups, militants that go over there, and those militants come back here, they're going to have carte blanche to be able to disperse into the United States and just disappear. And another country wanting to get justice is going to come over here and try and find them. I think it would be very difficult. They'll just want to. They would want us to take care of it.
That.
They would want
Let's talk a little bit more about that. 800-259-9231, because I think you're totally wrong, and I think there's a big factor that you're completely ignoring. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 800 of our listeners have plotted themselves on our international map of listeners. You add your punch in your location, add your name, photo, if you have one of those, and you can even add a phrase to go along with your entry. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. Map. freetalklive.com. So we are sort of reviewing a topic that we discussed earlier this week, a few days ago. You weren't here in the studio, so that's why you're bringing it up, Johnson. You wanted to comment on it. And it was when Manwich and I were discussing the foreign adventurism. We'd had the federal agent. We have a federal agent of some sort that listens to the show. He'd emailed in, and he was concerned because he believes that the terrorists are bad and they need to be stopped. He sort of is coming in the libertarian direction, but he wasn't quite sure as to how well libertarians would handle the terrorism situation or just foreign conflicts in general. And so we were talking about how if you're a warmonger, if you're somebody who thinks that going over to another country to fight for whatever reason, you know, if you think they're being oppressed or you want to just kill some brown people or whatever your deal is, you know, there's a variety of reasons why people are warmongers, right? Some of them are racist. Some of them just like to be violent. So I suggest let them be violent. Let them go ahead and form their little militias or hire some mercenaries and send them over to another foreign country, send them to Guatemala or send them to wherever they think that they need to go to blow things up and kill people. In which case, if that was to be the case, the other side of the conflict, the people they were going after, would, if there was going to be retribution, would exact that retribution on the individuals that put together the mercenary squad, for instance. And you act as though they couldn't glean that information, Johnson. You're acting as though that the enemy would not be able to figure out who it was that was attacking them. And that instead, they would just go ahead and nuke the entire country, or they would attack people in general.
Like we attacked Saudi Arabia when they flew airplanes into our buildings.
Pretty much. Yeah, good example. we're not just going after the little groups over there, are we?
We left Saudi Arabia alone completely.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean...
And picked somebody who had nothing to do with it.
Right. You know,
and we're getting our butts kicked, too. I mean, over time, it's not a wipeout. Sure, we wiped out the Iraqi military, but the insurgency is just going to keep getting worse.
Well, yeah, but again, what my point is on the whole thing is that you just thought that if the group, you know, if one group goes over there and attacks, you know, that everyone else, I won't have to be worried. I won't have to be worried for my safety in this country because if there was going to be retribution, they're going to only target those militants.
I think for the most part they would.
Yeah. I totally disagree with that. I don't think that logic stands up.
Osama bin Laden himself knows that most American people are not behind the war effort. He's probably going to, you know, if there's more terrorism, it is going to be targeted at Americans in general, and that's unfortunate.
Yes, in that case, in the case of the way our government structure is set up now, in that libertarian society, what you're talking about is those, say, you know, a militant group they form on the internet. Okay. You know, they form on the internet. They get
together.
A militant group of Americans from, you know, all over, from all various states or, you know, little DRO groups, whatever. Okay. They all get together and they decide that they want to go and wage a war. They independently go and they buy their guns through Amazon.freetalklab.com. And they.
I don't think Amazon sells guns.
And they went in the Libertarian Society.
Probably.
So they get all their weapons and whatnot, and they go over there. They're from all over the country. And they go and they attack. They, you know, become an organized strike force for a little while. They go, they attack, and then they come back. And this country wants retribution, you know, whoever that is that they attack. Well, when they come back to the United States, they disperse again. Mm-hmm. Okay? They disperse, and they all make the decision, because they know that this other country's coming after them, to disappear. So this other country says, well, United States, we want you to help. They're in your country. We need to be able to help find these people. Much like the United States is saying in Iraq.
Hmm.
We need to get justice. Yeah. We need to police you. You know, we need to police you because you guys aren't going to help us, so we need to come over there and deal with this situation. Well, there's nobody to ask to help. So they're just basically going to say, well, then we got to attack you as a whole because your country is allowing this behavior.
I see what you're saying. I can't say that it would be impossible for this scenario to happen, but I think the one factor that you're ignoring completely is the funding aspect. And we pointed this out on this particular show as well. Bill Gates, he's got $58 billion to his name. He could probably put together, you know, a nice little Merc squad and go and take some people out. But I think the amount of money that could be raised by any group of good old boys is pretty limited. As far as you know, the military can just keep the United States government just gets to keep printing money, so they don't ever run out. They can keep buying as many bombs and as guns as they want to. They can send as many troops over there as they could possibly recruit, and they never run out of money. Whereas you, if you tried to form a militant group, you'd have a real tough time. You'd actually have to find some pretty wealthy dudes to back you up, because I don't think banks are going to give you a loan to go over and blow stuff up.
Right. Well, beyond that, you know, and again, that's if it never happens in the first place, if they don't get the opportunity to go over there because they don't have funding. So, and I agree with you on that.
Well, even if they went over there, they would be limited in what they could do. They'd only be able to blow up so many bombs and fire so many rounds of ammo before they'd be out of cash.
Right. The only point on the whole thing that I wanted to take issue with you on was the whole fact that you thought that we were going to be, you know, that the country itself would be immune from...
I didn't... Okay. But we wouldn't be immune necessarily, but we'd be a heck of a lot safer.
My idea of the solution on that basically comes down to the fact that I think that the market would help solve it by making it harder for those people to get guns if they felt threatened. For example, if I'm an arms dealer, I'm not going to sell them guns if I think my safety is going to be threatened by another country.
Possibly not, but you wouldn't know if they were going to go on a worldwide mission.
Who knows? You might.
Hey, more coming back. 800-259-9231. I know you want to comment, man, with your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can help support the show. There's a couple different ways you can help us out. Our new partnership with Amazon.com is one of the most exciting ways, because you probably already shop there. And if you do, just enter the website through our site. We've got some banners at freetalklive.com and on the bulletin board system, or you can just type directly in Amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to Amazon's site. Anything you put in your cart and order within 24 hours, we get a percentage of the sale. So it doesn't cost you any extra. It's the same price that you'd normally pay, just that we get a cut of it for sending you there through Free Talk Live. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and order all your stuff. I mean, man, I was looking at their list of categories of the things they have. They sell furniture at Amazon.com. I mean, almost anything is sold at Amazon.com.
Did you not know that until I told you I was buying furniture there the other day?
No, I just have it. I saw it and it reminded me of it. But yes, Amazon.freetalklive.com helps us out. All right, so we're talking about foreign adventurism and how it would be handled in a free market. Because today you've got the U.S. military going over over to other countries, and they spend billions of dollars. I think we're up to almost $500 billion in Iraq now, or something like
getting
that.
Getting there.
Something outrageous. They spend billions of our dollars. It never stops. We're still sitting in Korea, I mean, after 50 or 60 years.
I thought we were withdrawing from Korea.
They said that we were. I haven't actually heard that that's gone through yet. But so we're going to be there for a long time. We're going to waste a lot of taxpayer dollars. And there's no doubt, we all agree, that needs to come to an end. I mean, we all agree with that.
Yes.
So in a more libertarian America, we'd have to presume that there'd still be warmongers out there, people that are just violent types. They want to go and hurt people. They want to go and kill people. They feel like they're on a mission from whatever, and they have to go to some other country and kill some foreigners. Well, they would be free to go and do that, but they'd have to raise their own money to do it. They wouldn't be able to tax anybody anymore. So that would, on its own, severely limit their ability to go over and wage war. But, Johnson, I guess you had you had some comments on, I guess, the situation of, you know, what would happen in retribution for these people's actions.
Well, I don't know about the retribution portion, but Johnson was saying that, you were saying the printing of money and the financing of it would make a difference. But
huge difference.
You know, it, certainly this is how kings used gold back in the Middle Ages and that kind of thing. It didn't stop them from fighting wars. They fought wars all the time.
Yeah, but kings also had the ability to, they had divine right, and people worshiped them, and they could demand that the gold be given to them.
The other thing that I think would happen is, we talked about social ostracism earlier. I think that if this group of people were, for example, say they were the angry militia, were
yes.
the angry militants, or, you know, whatever, that's the name of their group, or,
right.
you know, whatever, were the angry bears, grr. So they decide that they're going to go over to this other country and they attack them and whatnot, and they think they have a logical point of view. Well, if they actually do get, you know, attack this other country, this other country does actually get angry at them and they want to attack us, and other Americans feel their safety threatened, they're going to ostracize these people and say, you're an angry bear? Get out of here.
Exactly.
Get out of my business.
Yeah, you can all go move together in the same state. That way they can all bomb you in that one state and not hurt the rest of us. It's certainly a good option. Let's go to DJ Blaze in Denver. You've got DJ Blaze Speed Round here on Free Talk Live. You've got 20 seconds, DJ Blaze. Hello. Jeff in Denver. Jeff going once. Jeff,
yeah, can you hear me?
You got 20 seconds. Go now.
Yeah, listen, guys. I spoke to a couple of people, one being a Texas Game and Fish and Wildlife. And anyways, what he told me was about the Dick Cheney deal.
5 seconds, Jeff.
Well, I'm getting there.
You go now.
Well, anyways, he said that
hour two coming up. See.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.